When Jules Rabin lost his job teaching anthropology some 37 years ago, he and his wife Helen turned to baking to keep their family afloat. They began making and selling sourdough bread. People in central Vermont ate it up. But as John Kalish reports, as this summer draws to a close, Rabin bread may also be nearing its last loaf.
At 5 a.m., 90-year-old Jules Rabin stokes the fire in his brick and stone oven. Later in the morning, Rabin uses a burlap coffee sack to mop up ash from the oven floor.
This whole enterprise is based on shmata technology.
Shmata is the Yiddish word for rag. The Rabin's replica of a 19th-century peasant oven was built with 70 tons of field stone. Jules Rabin gathered all that stone from local fields with his wife, Helen.
I'm especially proud because after 35, 40 years, it hasn't fallen down.
At 73, Helen Rabin is still able to lift 50-pound sacks of flour and grain in the bakehouse behind the couple's home in Marshfield. Their loaves have only been available in central Vermont. The Rabins refused an order for their white rye and whole wheat sourdough bread from the gourmet food store Zabar's.
You know, the formula for the bread itself and the flour and the sourdough is really available to anybody. But if our bread is different, and people say it is, and I think it's somewhat different from what most other people make, it has to be the oven.
Helen Rabin has kept her original batch of sourdough starter going since the late 1970s. The Rabins retired in 2002 but started baking again a few years ago when their grandson needed a summer job. Every Friday during the summer, they bake 90 loaves of sourdough bread.
I'm simply the oven man. My work is cruder. It involves some skills, but Helen is the heart of this work, that's all I can say.
The Rabins inspired several wood-fired bakeries in Vermont. Robert Hunt runs Bohemia Bread in Marshfield.
Brick oven bakeries are popping up all over the country. But before the Rabins, nobody really thought of making a living selling bread out of a wood-fired oven in the countryside.
The Rabin's daughter, Nessa, is a pastry chef at a local food co-op. She helps bake and sell bread at the Plainfield Farmers Market on Fridays, where the sourdough loaves go quickly. It's the only place the bread is sold.
The early bird gets the baguette, huh?
Come on, early bird.
The weekly trip to the farmers market is also a time for socializing with fans and friends, like Eleanor Randall and her husband, Leonard Irving.
This rye bread, oh my God, it's so good. It's just moist and grainy, and the taste is solid. Makes you think you're in France for a little while.
There's no better bread than Jules and Helen's. It's the best. And, of course, baked the same morning. You can't beat that.
That Rabin bread will be available for two more weeks. The couple says that at their age, they're not sure if they'll bake again next summer. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in Vermont.